Vayter in Shas. We are in Bava Kama, Daf Peches, picking it up on the top of Peches, four lines down, next part of the Mishnah. We mentioned in the Mishnah that Hachovel, someone who goes ahead and he damages his Eved Kanani, Eved Kanani Shalacherim, Chayiv, you're going to be Chayiv to go and pay. Nezek, Tzar, Ripoy, Shavas, and Boshes, Rabbi Yehuda says, nope, you don't pay nothing. My time Rabbi Yehuda was playing Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Kar, learning the Pasuk, V'chki Yenotzu Anoshim Yachtov V'ish V'achiv. When you have these people fighting with each other, one and his brother. His brother, V'mishe Yishlo Achva, someone that you have brotherhood with. Yatz Eved, Shein Lo Achva. This is excluding an Eved that doesn't have Achva. V'rabbanu, what about the Rabbanu? Tanakam, the Mishnah says, Yor Achayev. Achiv hu B'mitzos. And Eved Kanani is still chayev in mitzvos. Says Rashi, comments says she isha chayev. So anything a woman's chayev in Eved chayev ba. The gomer lalam isha in chagiga daf dalit. So we see they're going to be chayev just like a woman. Therefore, they have a brotherhood with you. Elamayata, frik the gomer kashan Yehuda, lerata Yehuda, according to Yehuda. Zoma me Eved lo yargu. You're going to tell me that Edom Zoma, they try to get a Eved Kanani killed. They're not going to be killed. We know that's not the case, because, but the pasuk says, "Dechsev esisim lo kasher zom lasos lo achiv," and here they're in a brotherhood. So what's going on? How are you going to deal with that? Clearly, there is a brotherhood. Amar avir mishesh, amar kol biyatar mikarbecha. Then that pasuk says, "And get rid of the evil from your midst." Mikol makom, which means whatever the circumstance is, brotherhood, non-brotherhood, etc. Elameyat l'rabban according to the rabbanon, who say slaves, Eved Kanani is included in brotherhood. Eved ye kasher l'malchus, you should let him be kasher to the idea of malchus. Because it says it's got to be Mikarev Achicha. And this is considered your Ach. And we know they're not allowed to be kings. What's going on? Amri L'tamech Korn. It's also a Kasha. Tikshi Loch Ger L'divrei Kol. That's a question of a Ger. We know a Ger is considered a brother. But a Ger is not allowed to be considered be a king. How does that work? Rashi says, Shele Dosso V'horoso V'kedusha V'afilu. Right, his mother completely and totally converted. And even so, Filu Rabbi Huda Yesh Lo Achva, his brotherhood, Upasal Machas, Pasal Machas, V'afilu L'shoter V'alma, even just being an officer. Elam Kain Imam Yisrael V'perka Choletz V'yavamos. Now, Amr Lecha, the Pasuk says, Ella Amarkra Mikera Vachicha, from the midst of your brother, means Mimufchar Shavachicha, means from the best of it. Even though, yes, Enicham is considered a brother, but by a king, it says Dafka, something more particular. Ella Meata, again, we get a Kasha against the Tanakam, the Rabbanon. Hey, Avid Kashal Edis, you should be an aid. The Sevihine, aid Sheker, ha aid Sheker, on a Be'achiv. So we see there's Edis when it comes to the idea of a brother, and you're saying an Evid's considered like a brother, so why is it that an Evid's not allowed to be a aid? So we're going to try a bunch of things so we finally come to an answer. Amar Ula, Edus lo matzis amar. You can't say Edus is going to work because Asi Edus b'kavachom isha, because we learn Edus of a kavachomer from a woman. Ma isha shira uya levavel b'kal. A woman's allowed to go and marry into the regular Jewish populace. Psula Edus, she can't be an aid. Evachina roi levavel b'kal. He can't come into the kalin of din shabasal Edus. Of course, it's going to be puzzle from Edus because, you know, there's the same dinim as a woman, and even a woman can't. You can't bring her out from that because Ma isha she can't hear uya levavel. She's not fitting to have Mila. Tom Be'evet, is he Roy Mila? You can't say by now because he is Roy Mila. I cut in Yochiach. She Yishno Be'mila because he does have Mila. And Imkozei Upasal Edus. So don't think that because of the fact that the Mila is going to be the reason why it's going to be good. But Malakata, he can't bear the Shein Be'mitzos. He's not Chayav Be'mitzos. He's a Katan. Tom Be'evet, he's Ben Evet, she's Be'mitzos. That he is Chayav Be'mitzos. Says Be'ish Yochiach. She Yishno Be'mitzos. She's Chayav Be'mitzos. Upasal Edus. And she's still Upasal Edus. This was not like that. This was not like that. Hazad Shav man. And what's the comparison between the two of them? The woman and the katan. Shekin in b'kol mitzvos. They're not in all the mitzvos. Right? It says ela b'mitzas. The ha'isha mechepes belavin va'onshin ve'katan yesh to b'mila. Back in the world, psul ha'id. And they're puzzled from testifying. Afni avias ha'evet. So therefore, I could say an evet. The she'inu b'chol mitzvos is not included in all the mitzvos. Upasal leid is puzzled to be made. And that's why they're going to be puzzled from Edus, even though they're considered achich according to the Tanakama. So come on, but one second, there's another set of Shavah, in which case then therefore they shouldn't be. Work Masa L'Shavah Shabahen, in which case they should be able to be Edus. Masa L'Shavah Shabahen, Shekin Inu Ish, is not considered a man. Right? It means it says that two men that we're saying that become Edom, you can't say by Katan or by Nisha. Tomei Be'evet, Shuvish, he is an Ish, and therefore, the fact that a woman and a Katan can't be aid doesn't mean Evan shouldn't. Allah takes him a gazel. Let's learn that from a gazelin, from a thief. The Rashi says, "Deroi lova bekali." He can marry the regional populace who puzzle aidus with his puzzle from aidus. Tachsev al tishas yadcha. Klomer al tish to Rashel the Chamas aid. You can't use him as an aid. Al toshes yotchem Rashel yos aid Chamas. It's about Malagazlan. Let's learn that from there. Just like a Gazlan is Jewish but can't be an aid, so here too. But Malagazlan shkinim by Silgarmelo. What do you mean? He did it to himself. Told him everything except by never cheated by Silgarmelo. Wasn't his action caused him to be in such a situation? So then maybe he should be an aid. Ella, Tesi Magazlan, Umechad Be'enach. Let's learn it from Gazlan and from one of the others. As we're using a duality of that and the others. Rashi says, what's that? Shavashaman, Shadim Zahirim Bechol Amitzos. And Zem, Ipnei Risho, Zem, Ipnei Shalom Nitzavu. One of them because it's a Russian, one because it's not Nitzavah, either the, let's say, the Katan or the Isha. And therefore, we see they're not going to be Eidim. So, too, a Evan also can't be Eid as well. Says the Gemara, says the Gemara. Mar, bar, ra, mar, bar, idra, vina, mar. He gives another way to know that a aid can't be a aid. An evid can be an aid. An aid can be an aid. Evid can be an aid. Amar kra, lo yumso ovas abanim. Fathers should not be put to death because of their sons. Azag is like the heilige Torah. Now, says the Gemara, lo yumso pi ovos she'en lehem chayez banim. You can't be put to death by fathers who have no relationship with their son. Rashi says, yachas banim, right? Because there's a ger going on. This is coming to exclude an eved whose son is not considered related to him. Oh, pretty crazy. If you want to say that we need this pasuk because of something that we say in another area, Rashi says, kuli kra likadar mebet Sanhedrin, asa lipsal krovim. Pasuk on Sanhedrin, the Gemara goes in over there, the pasuk, Krovim, lo yumso ba'avos ha'banim, father shall not be put to death because of sons. Be'edis banim, that it means through the testimony of the sons, lo yumso avos al b'nehem. My banim, I say banim, shema mina, the lo yumso al pi avos she'en lam yechayez banim. Learn that what it means is that you can't be put to death because they have no relationship, which means to say that an eved is not able to go ahead and be in aid. In fact, the Elamiata, hold on 1 second. Banim lo yumso al avos, and it says in sons shall not be put to death because of their fathers. Hachinami lo yumso al pi banim shein lam yichayim chayis avos. People should not be put to death through the testimony of sons who have no relationship to their fathers. And now it's talking about what to a ger? A ger hachinami the pasul leedus. Is it also true that a ger is also not allowed to be an aid because he has a relationship with his father? Why is it? Well, we know that's not true, and that a ger can do it. So, what they were saying is, where the father's in a relationship with the son, but what about the son to the father? Now it sounds like you're saying, even though he's in a relationship, still he's not going to be an aid. We know that's not true. Ami says, Gemara hachi hashta. Hachi hashta. How are you comparing them? Ger nehide in lochayis lamayla. He's no relationship going up, but lamate ish lochayis. But he has a relationship going down. Lafuke Eved, right? And that his son afterwards is considered relation with him. Lafuke Eved, Dein Lochayis Lulamala Vulamata, he's never relationship with his father or with his son. He is no Shaykhis. The Isal Kedaita Ger Pasal Edus, because if you would have thought that a Ger is Pasal Edus, then Licht of Rachmana, Lo Yumso Avas al Bnehem, Likada Aminan, Lo Yumso Be'edus Banim, Vinicht of Rachmana Ubanim, Vinicht of Rachmana Ubanim, Lo yumsu avos the shamat mina trei. We can learn that two dinim there. Chada lo yumsu banim beedus avos. One that the kids are not going to be put to death by the testimony of their fathers, and veidach lo yumsu al pi banim she'en lam chayis avos. And the other was telling you that there are those that are not going to be, people shouldn't be put to death through the edus of sons who don't have a relationship to their fathers, i.e., someone called a ger. Ve'eved nafka libekav v'chomer meger. And then what would happen is that the Eved should learn that Kavachomer from Meger. Lamak der de lamala hu dein lo yachas ava lamata yish lo yachas pasal eidus Eved shein lo chayis lamala va lamata eno din shei pasal eidus element because of Rachmana lo yum so'ovas albanim from the fact that the Torah decided to say in the beginning of the Pasuk fathers should not be put to death because of their sons the mashma lo yum so'al pik avos shein lo chayis banim which is mashma that people shouldn't be put to death through the edus of the fathers who have no relationship to their sons, meaning avadim. Shma mina eved shein lechayis lo lamala v'lamata hu de pasal edus. Only an eved that's never chayis, a relationship to up or down, that's pasal edus. Aval ger kivin deish lechayis lamata kasher edus. Since he does have a relationship going downwards, he is something giving the kasher edus. Now, if you want to say lichter rachmano banim lo yumus al avaseim, let the pasuk just say at the end of the, at the very end, and sons should not be put to death because of their fathers. Lamed because rachmano banim lo yumus al avas. Why do I have to say and sons should not be put to death because of fathers? The mashal lo yumus al pi banim she'en lam chayes avas, which implies that people should not be put to death through the edus of sons that have no relationship to their fathers. Sounds like the end of the pasuk is telling you that. That a ger would not be good. He says, "No, I did the kasef. I did the kasef lo yumsu avos abanim." Since he started by saying that kasef nami ubanim lo yumsu al avos. That's again just something which you generally write just to keep things symmetrical. But at the end of the day, the pasuk is not coming to apostle a ger from coming to testify. But at the end of the day, we come as two different answers as per why it is that an eved is going to be apostle from edus. Next part of the mission, we said cherishot avakatan pigyas and ra. Coming in contact with a cheri shot of a cup, that's bad for you because they're not chayev if they do something to you, and you are chayev to do something to them. Story time, imidar of Shmuel bar Abba, mehagronia, the mother of Rav Shmuel bar Abba from Hagronia, havas asiva leila Rabbi Abba, who was married to Rabbi Abba, kesavtinhu lenichsi lerav Shmuel bar Abba bura. She wrote over her property, all of her stuff is going to go to Rav Shmuel bar Abba, her son. So she wants to go to her son, and not to her current husband, who's not her son's father. Busted the shchiva after she passed on, after she died. Beep, turn the page. Also, Rav Shmuel bar Abba, kamed Rav Yirmiya bar Abba, Rav Shmuel bar Abba, went in front of Rav Yirmiya Abba and said, what do I do? Okme benichse. So he said to him, to Rav Shmuel bar Abba, who was the son, you get to go and to keep the property. Now, the stepfather, also Rabbi Abba, Amr Lemilsa, Kamed Rav Hoshea, he went and he told this whole story to Rav Hoshea. Also, Rav Hoshea, Amr Kamed Rabbi Huda, and Rav Hoshea went and told over to Rabbi Huda. Amr Lehem, Rav Huda said, Hachi Amr Shmuel, this is what Shmuel said. Aisha Shemacha B'nichse Melug, B'chai B'aylo Mesa, Habal Motzi Medel Kuchos. A woman who sells Nichse Melug, that's the stuff that goes to the husband, but then you know, it belongs to the wife, after the guy goes to the husband. But if she sells it during the lifetime of her husband, and then she ends up dying, the husband is able to go get it from the Lekuchos, from the one who bought it. Actually says, Shabal Yorish Azishto, because the husband inherits the wife. Fuhoye Lokech Rishon, he's the first Lokech. So you can go take it, and Rav Shmuel bar Abba, who's your stepson, he can't take it, it's really for you. So, uh-oh. And Amrua Kameh, Rav Yirmiya bar Abba is the one who just said this, right? Amr Azal. Pardon. Rav Yirmiya bar Abba is the one who said that really the son is allowed to go and take it. So he comes back and he says, Amru kamid Rav Yirmiya bar Abba, Amar lahu ana masnisin yadana. He said, listen, I know Mishnah that backs me up. And that you should say that actually goes to the son, the son. We learned in a Mishnah. A Mishnah Bava Basa. Hakosef nechasav levno alachemoso. Somebody who writes over his properties to his son after he dies. Which is meyom alachemoso from the day and after I die. Shaguf kanoi leben meyom. El shav ochal peros ed yomoso. That really belongs to the son, but I get to eat the peros until I end up dying. Haben en liyachal limkor mepnei shein b'shus av. The son's able to sell that field. Let's say, Let's say father says to son, I'm giving you my field, but I get to eat the fruits until I die. Then son can't sell the field because father is able to go and eat from it. The father can't sell it because it's written over that it's going to the son. The father did sell it, and it's sold until he ends up dying. Rashi says, Lokeach ochel peris achi yomas av, because yomas av, holy chaben, and motzi miyad lukuchos. All the guy ends up getting is the stuff that the father was able to have, and that's the peris. But as soon as the father dies, now he gets the field, just like he would get it from his father. Mochar ben, if the ben goes and sells it, ain lo lokeach achi yomas av, the buyer is nothing until the father dies, because he's only selling what belongs to him at the time it's going to belong to him. Kimais av miha. But what do we see nonetheless? That when the father dies, isle lokeach, the buyer has a right to go and have the stuff completely. Right? If he goes and when the father dies, if the son had sold it, then the other one gets it completely. Even though the son died during the father's lifetime, the law also lead their ben, so that the rights of the stuff never actually came into the hands of the son in the first place. Now, how exactly does that work? Why would it be that the son never got possession yet, the sale still goes through and it would work? Kiri Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, this works like Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. The Amar Lo Shna Misa Ben Bechaya Av De Lo Asuli De De Ben. It doesn't matter where it came to the hands of the son. Lo Shna Misa Av Bechaya Ben, where it came into his hands. The Asuli De Ben Kana Lokeach. The buyer still acquires it. The Yitmar, because it was stated Machar Ben Bechaya Av Misa Ben Bechaya Av. If, let's say, the son sold the property while the father is still alive, and the son dies while the father is still alive, it never actually came to his hands. Then when the son goes and sells it to the, somebody else, the third party, who's going to get it after the father dies, that actually will never come to be. It says it will work once the father goes and he dies, because it does work. It says, sorry, it doesn't work at all. Because he would say, when does it say that? And then when the Mishnah tells you that the son sold the stuff, the buyer hasn't gotten until the father dies, which would imply he does get it. That's only if the son didn't die before the father dies. In which case, it actually comes to the hands of the son before the father dies. But if he dies while the father's still alive, but it never came to his hand in the first place. When the father dies, he doesn't get anything. The ownership of the pears, of the produce, is like owning the actual thing itself, the property itself. Rashi says, the pears. Father owns it there. V'chizabin, so when the son sells it, all he owned was the actual kinyan or goof, which didn't happen yet. Lavdi deizabin, he was telling somebody it didn't belong to him because it's still the father, so he had the pears. Rabbi Shimon, l'kishom erkan lokech, it does work. Kikatan emesistam machar ben ein lo lokech ad shiyom asahav. When the Mishnah said that the son sold the stuff, the buyer has nothing until the father dies, ki mayis av miyas isle lokech, he does have it. Loshna lo meisabin v'chayav, das li de ben. Well, it doesn't matter whether we're talking about a case where the son hadn't yet died during the father's lifetime, which case the father dies first and the son dies, and then it does come to the hands of him, or he dies before his father, the law said they never came to his hands, it still works. Must be hold that he holds that when the father gives it to the son and the father still has the pears, it's not considered like he still has the goof of the property. When he sold it, he's actually selling that which belonged to him right now, even though he didn't have the rights to the fruits at the particular time. And now we understand that Bain Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba, or Bain Rabbi Yehuda, both of these sheets is about whether or not the father gets it, the stepfather gets it, the son gets it. Rabbi Shimon Lakish, though, they're holding in the world of Rabbi Shimon Lakish that it's talking about even where the son died during the father's lifetime, still it would work. The sale would go through, not like Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba, Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba is saying, remember, he's the one who says that. Rabbi Yirmiyah Abba says that you can go and keep it, son. And now he's coming and saying, if you want to say it's like the kinyan aguf, when the father dies and the son had died beforehand, why should the guy own the property? When he sold it, when the son sold it, it wasn't really belong to him. No, what did we learn from here? Kinyan Paris, buying the Paris is not, owning ownership of the Paris is not like owning the actual rights of the property itself. And if that's the case, then Rabbi Abba, who was the stepfather, his ability to have the stuff of his wife's stuff doesn't, eat the pears in the meantime of his wife's property doesn't stop her from being able to give it over to her son, and that's why it belongs to her son. Ahadrua, so they brought this whole thing, the character of Yehuda, who paskin it goes to the stepfather. Amalahu, he says, nah, hachi amar Shmuel, this is what Shmuel says. Zo ein adom lemishnasenu. This case, when the wife gives away her stuff to the son, before she dies, while the husband, her husband, who's a stepfather, is eating the Paris, is not compared. You can't compare it to that Mishnah over there. My time, why not? Why can't compare it? Rabbi Yosef Bish, let me eat Tani Ifcha. You can make this comparison if the Mishnah would have said the opposite. Hakosiv Nechosiv La'aviv, one who writes his possessions to his father for him to get after the son dies, then in that case we would be able to understand that owning the produce is not considered owning the actual thing, the property. As Rashi says, from the fact that the sale from the Father works, even if he dies while the Son is alive. That means that the Son's rights to the Peros do not consider ownership of the actual property itself. No, but now that the Mishnah wrote the opposite way, that if one writes his son, his possessions to his son, Mishum de Ra'oi Liarshahu, the reason that it's going to work is because the son has the ability to, he's going to inherit the father. In fact, the Gemara, what are you, what are you talking about? Amar le'Abaye, atu bra yoris abba. You're saying that a son inherits a father, abba lo yoris bra, but a father doesn't inherit his son. Rashi says, via havatani nami ifcha, havamart nami taimu mishum dori liorishu. Even if you flipped it the other way, it should be yorori because of its yerusha. Ela la'avruchinhu l'nichse mibrei ka'asi. What you said, if it would be the opposite, is that the son was coming to hold on to his stuff, he wants to keep it away from his own son, and therefore we don't have a raya over here that he wanted his father to be able to have the ability to go and sell it. See, here also in the Mishnah's case that we actually say, the father is trying to keep it away from the brothers of this son, the other kids, so that giving over to the son doesn't really show any sort of special ability for him to sell it. The Mishnah really is being mashed, but then that the ownership of the produce is not considered, but Kinyan Aguf is not considered, Kinyan Apir is not considered Kinyan Haguf. So, Hodja Kushner Duch, back to our original question over here, what did Shmuel mean when he said that the wife selling it, right, giving over a Malug, is not considered compared to our Mishnah? Elamai Eina Domino Mishnah saying it, what does it mean? Mishum Takanas Usha, because it's Takana, a rule that was made by Usha. Throwback to Ksuvas, my friends. Daf Nun, that says, this is Masar Shasal, that's the Amar of Yosef Echidina, but Usha Eskinu, he came along, he made a takana, he made a number of different takanas, not he, that was what the Sanhedrin was, in Usha. The Amar of Yosef Echidina, but Usha Eskinu, they established Ha'isha Shemacha B'nichse Malug B'chai Baila Omesa, if a woman sells her Nichse Malug while her husband's still alive, and then she dies, Habal Motzimiyad Al-Kuchos, the husband is able to go and take it from the Lekuchos. And that's it straight up, why really he was saying it goes to Rav Abba, and it doesn't go to the son-in-law. Sorry, his stepson, a.k.a. her son. Okay, we are not done. We're going to stop right here in the middle and pick it up, Yisr Hashem, next time. But until then, my friends, I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.